And it's around about that time of the week we're joined in studio by Mr. Michael Jones. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Sean?
Yeah, mate, can't complain. Animals, the flick we're talking about today.
Yeah, animals. It's not actually about animals. It's actually about two young women.
Mm.
Two women, late 20s, early 30s, sort of coming of age, a story about the evolution of female friendship.
Oh, sounds, you know, not quite intriguing,
yeah,
I guess,
but,
you know?
But possibly not quite in my wheelhouse, so apologies in advance. This film is directed by Sophie Hyde, who has been directing episodes of The Hunting, which has been showing on the ABC.
Okay, yeah.
Over the last few weeks.
So I was aware she was Australian, but didn't know that, yeah.
Yep, Australian director. This is an Australian-Irish co-production, Animals. Animals is based on the novel by Emma Jane Unsworth. It's the story of two young women in their late 20s, possibly early 30s. Laura, played by Holiday Granger, and Tyler, played by Alia Shawkat. They're friends. They've been sharing a flat in Dublin for about 10 years. I think in the novel they live in Manchester, but because it's an Australian-Irish co-production, this film is now set in Dublin. Then Laura meets a bloke. His name's Jim, and he's played by a guy called Fra Fee. I just love the sound of that
Fra
name.
Fra Fee, yeah.
Fra Fee, that's a beautiful Irish name. This forces some changes in the relationship between Laura, who has decided that it might be time to grow up and get a career moving, and Tyler, who is happy to continue living the same hedonistic lifestyle the two always have. Now, the movie's about the evolution or possibly the devolution of a friendship between two women who are about the same age, but it really gets a bit tiresome after a while when the character of Tyler doesn't seem to have evolved much since the age of 19. Or possibly even 14, the way she carries on at times during the film. It was surprising to me that two such different characters, like the quietly spoken yet, you know, fairly ambitious Laura and the gregarious, free-spirited and totally irresponsible Tyler, could have maintained a friendship for so long and even stayed in the same house for like so long, 10 years they'd been living together. Maybe it's the hundreds of litres of wine and all the pills the two consume over the course of the 105 monotonous minutes of this movie, about two pretentious, one much more than the other, admittedly, people that you probably wouldn't want to know unless you were their family. Yeah, it's quite painful to watch at times. But look, if watching two young women make a lot of questionable life choices is your idea of entertainment, then you will possibly be engaged by this movie. I wasn't. I found it pretty grim and dreary and ultimately pretty dull. Maybe it was much too much like real life. I don't know. And maybe millennial women will relate more to this film than I will. Another thing I didn't get was the fox. There's a fox that just keeps wandering through the film at times. Maybe the novel better explains the appearance of this fox.
A metaphor for something, I guess.
A metaphor for something I couldn't quite work out. Animals, perhaps. I'm not sure. But so much alcohol is consumed in this film, you will feel like you have a hangover at the end. And not a good hangover because you've had a great time. It'd be one of those hangovers you have because you were drinking, because you were sad.
Sounds a little bit like With Mel and I, except, you know, sort of drink, pills, pretension, but without the jokes.
With Mel and I, you might be onto something there.
Well, Michael, thank you very much.
Pleasure.